There's an aquarium accessory called Marimo moss balls that people like to put in their fish tanks. The moss balls are actually algae, not moss, and some are carrying an invasive species called the zebra mussel. That's why the California Department of Fish and Wildlife says people should destroy aquarium moss balls. KCBX's Rachel Showalter has more.
There are a lot of government agencies involved in preventing the zebra mussel from spreading into the nation's and state's waterways. That's because the U.S. Department of Fish and Wildlife considers it one of the most destructive species in North America. Currently, many California retailers and suppliers are pulling mossballs from their shelves to curb the spread of zebra mussels. The U.S. Geological Survey discovered the invasive mussels on mossballs and notified California Fish and Wildlife, who traced them back to a Southern California distributor. Fish and Wildlife worked with the California Department of Food and Agriculture to stop shipments and prevent international importations of the mossballs into the state. Martha Volkoff is an environmental program manager with California Fish and Wildlife, and she says zebra mussels reproduce rapidly in creeks, rivers, and lakes. She says the mussel is known to disrupt ecosystems and cause issues with recreational activities like boating.
They can attach to boat docks and the hulls of boats that are left in the water for extended lengths of time and create drag on your boat, create a cleaning maintenance problem, and they can also clog up in your boat motor such that it can jam up and not operate.
Volkoff says they can also cover shoreline surfaces and change the water quality by producing excess feces. Volkoff says pet suppliers and aquarists can take a number of actions to prevent the spread of zebra mussels. Guidelines recommend bleaching, freezing, boiling, and disposing of mossballs in a sealed container in the garbage, or disinfecting and quarantining tanks and their contents. Tropics Aquarium Professionals in San Luis Obispo typically sells mossballs at their storefront. Owner Paul Schultz says he and his staff destroyed the product out of an abundance of caution. Schultz says mossballs are a fun element for aquariums, but that other plants can be just as interesting to look at. He says he doesn't expect his business to take much of a hit with the absence of mossballs.
Even if California decided, you know what, we're just going to outlaw them, the show will go on. California is a very restrictive marketplace when it comes to the sale of fish and plants that could possibly become invasive or get introduced into our local ecosystems.
California Fish and Wildlife says the agency isn't sure when mossballs may be available for purchase again in the state. Volkoff says that's up to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency. California law prohibits possession, importation, shipment, and release of zebra mussels in any waters. For KCBX News, I'm Rachel Showalter.